In just a minute. Yeah. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I'm glad to see you. Surprise on the porch. We'll get out there in just a minute. Did you try any new vegetables last night? Boy, all those vegetables that Chef Brockett had. And I've got one in the kitchen that we're going to take to the porch. Ready for the kitchen? In we go. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. Da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-dum. Can you guess what might be out there? Yeah, they do like to eat carrots. Let's hide it. Please won't you be my neighbor? Uh-oh. Look what picture said. What do you have on the porch? Picture. Well, can't you guess? Try. Rabbits. Picture, you are the best guesser I know. That's exactly what we have, and we're going out to feed them right now. Carrots and water. You read it? Good. Come along, let's see the rabbits. Hi, bunnies. I brought a carrot and some water for you. See if you like it. There's a mother rabbit. Here, Mrs. Rabbit. Mr. McFeely said this is the way you were supposed to pick them up. Back of the neck. Here's a carrot. Would you like to try the carrot? No, don't want a carrot. Well, let's see if your babies would like the carrot. Hi. Hey, baby rabbit. Here's a carrot. Did you ever see a bunny that didn't care for a carrot? Well, we're seeing them now. Here, come on, other bunny. Come on, other bunny. Hey, Mrs. Rabbit. Come here. Come on back here.
Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good day, Mr. McFeely.
You're joining the rabbit family. Hello
yes.
There, Mrs. Rabbit. How are you?
I picked Mrs. Rabbit up just the way you told me to, by the back
of
the neck.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Rogers. That's right. That's the way you do it. Hello there. Do you know her name, Mr. Rogers?
No, what is it?
Her name is Hedda. Did you know that?
Oh, hello, Hedda.
The man in the pet shop told me that, Mr. Rogers.
What about this one?
And that's her younger brother, and his name is Jerry. Did you know that, Mr.
Well,
Rogers?
Well, hello, Jerry. I didn't know that.
Oh,
and
yes.
Mrs. Rabbit.
And these are tame white rabbits, Mr. Rogers. Did you know that? These aren't the kind that run wild in the woods.
No.
These are tame.
The wild ones go boop, boop, boop,
right.
And right off.
And you can pet tame ones, but not the wild ones, you see, Mr. Rogers. Did
yeah.
You know that?
Well, I think the wild ones would be afraid of us.
Oh, yes. They probably would. Oh,
come on, Hedda.
There we go. Come on here, Hedda. You want some water? There we go.
Hedda. Would you like that water?
Oh, why, she is thirsty, Mr. Rogers.
Do you think Jerry would like
some? Try some. Come on there, Gerald.
Is it Jerry or Gerald?
Well, Jerry's just short for Gerald. Did you know that? A little nickname.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Do you have a nickname, Mr. McFeely?
Why, yes. Sometimes they call me Alex, you see. That's my middle name, Alex.
Oh, Alex. Mm-hmm. How nice.
They don't like Garrets, Mr. Rogers. I suppose.
They don't seem to.
I suppose they're excited. Maybe they'd like to go back to the pet store. The man at the pet store told me to come over and see if they're ready to come back. You see, there's a customer down there who'd like to buy the rabbit family.
Oh, they would.
They have a good home for it, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good.
And he thanks you for taking care of the rabbits today.
Oh, I'm very glad to have them. Yes, sir, Mrs. Rabbit. You and Hedda and Gerald are going to have a fine home. Practically asleep, they are. Mm-hmm. You want to put them in the basket?
Here we go. One in we go.
One in.
We'll take Mrs. Rabbit.
Here's number two.
And here's Mrs. Rabbit. Come on there, Mrs. Rabbit.
Doesn't
there
that hurt them?
You go. What? Oh, not at all, Mr. Rogers. It looks like it hurts them, but it doesn't. The man at the pet store told me that also.
I see.
Ever pick up a rabbit again, you can pick up by the back of the neck, Mr. Rogers. It doesn't hurt them.
Would you give this to the new family,
Why,
Mr.
Why, I certainly will, Mr. Rogers. I'll be delighted to get it. We'll just put it right in there. There you go, Mrs. Rabbit. You can share it with your family there. Well, at the pet store, Mr. Rogers, a lot of deliveries today. A lot of deliveries. Oh, yes. I think you're having a visitor, Mr. Rogers. Did you know that?
Who's that?
Well, Mr. Edmonds. He's coming from the puppet theater, the marionette theater.
Oh,
good. And I helped them with their scenery today, Mr. Rogers, so they'll be over. I think Mr. Edmonds will be over a little later. Already?
He's in town now.
Oh, yes, they're in town rehearsing a new puppet show. Did you know that, Mr. Rogers?
Great. No,
well,
I didn't.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. We'll shake your hand. Thank you,
thank
Mr.
You,
Rogers.
Mr.
Well, a lot of deliveries. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day. Come on, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. McFeely. A lot of deliveries, says Mr. McFeely. Oh, he's a busy man. Just a second. Sweep off the porch. Oh, there's lots to taking care of pets. Mm-hmm. And lots of cleaning up after them, too. Yep. I always keep a broom out in the porch for cleanups. Well, in we go. We saw our rabbits. You know, those people of the Vagabond Theater are really great. I didn't know that they were in town. Maybe we should think about going to see them if they don't come here right away. Yeah, we could go together today. Mm-hmm. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew. 'Cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Hey, that's he now. Hi, Mr. Edmonds. Come in.
I brought a friend with me.
Well, Mr. McFeely said you all were coming to town.
Yes, we're here.
I'm so glad you're back.
Show.
Who is this?
This is Rosie, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Rosie. Is Rosie a rabbit?
Yes, she certainly is, Mr. Rogers.
See? Hi, Rosie.
Hello there.
Could I shake hands with you?
I think so.
Well, good for you. This is a rabbit puppet. Mm-hmm. A rabbit marionette, isn't it?
A marionette, actually, yes.
with their long... We had some live rabbits here.
I saw them on the way to your house here, yes.
Did Mr. McFeely have them in the basket?
Yes, there were three of them, three white ones.
Uh-huh.
And Rosie's white, too. She's a nice little rabbit.
Did you make her?
Yes, we made Rosie in our puppet shop.
And this is the way you make her move, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
There are strings here attached to this control here that looks something like an airplane. That's
sure
why we call it an airplane control.
Because it has the wings.
Uh-huh. And the back wings.
Uh-huh. And look here.
You can make her nod yes or no.
Oh, that's fun.
She can even scratch her ear, really.
Oh, could you do that, Bruce?
I think so. Put her head down and pull this string right here.
Daniel Striped Tiger sometimes has a little itchy place behind his ear.
Oh, I bet that feels good, doesn't it? Would you like to work her?
I would.
Here.
Could I try?
Uh-huh. She can hop or stand on her back feet.
Okay. Rosie, up.
There you are.
Good. And jump down.
There.
There you go, Rosie.
There. She's right on top of things now.
I guess it takes a long time to really know how to make them and make them work well, doesn't it?
Well, it takes a long time, yeah. But a lot of children begin when they're very young putting puppets together. They get stuffed animals sometimes or small dolls, and they make their own controls out of ice cream sticks and string. Now, we use a very strong fish line. It comes on a big roll of 50 yards, and we use a lot of it because we do a lot of puppets. It's very strong.
Oh, it is strong. And you just put... You mean you could take a doll and put some strings to it?
Certainly. A lot of boys and girls do that.
And an airplane control?
Uh-huh.
And make it move.
And just practice with it. That's the secret. Just practice.
Yes. Everything that you do well takes a lot of practice, doesn't it?
Look, she agrees with you.
Good for you. Rosie, do you know... How would you make her do no like this?
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, do you know... Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, have you ever heard of Mr. McGregor?
Oh, yes, Mr. McGregor. He has a cabbage patch.
That's right, he surely does. That's an old, old story,
yes,
Peter Rabbit,
right.
Isn't it? You are just... Look at it, right up on her back.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers, I'm showing some boys and girls down the block how to build a puppet.
Oh, good.
And I just thought I would bring Rosie over and show her to you.
Well, thank you. I hope we can come to your marionette theater someday.
I certainly hope so, too.
Make Rosie come down, will you?
Come on.
Let's see how she goes. Oh, you're so good at that.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rosie.
Goodbye.
You're a good rabbit. You surely are. Thank you for coming by.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good time with those friends of yours.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mr. Edmund. Rabbit as a puppet. Mm-hmm. First the live, soft ones. And then Rosie came and she was all attached to strings. You could make one. Sure you could. You know, attach the strings to either a doll or one of your soft animals and make it bounce along. Practice is the way. Sure is. Oh, my goodness. Trolley, you came before I even looked for you today. How are you? Good. What are things like in the neighborhood of make-believe? Oh, just so-so today? Okay, well, we'd like to see a so-so day in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Meow. Meow, meow, X, meow.
Did I hear a lovely pussycat neighbor calling my name?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
How in the world are you, Hen?
Meow, bored.
You're what?
Meow, bored. Meow, 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 anything to do, meow, meow.
Well, why don't you play a game?
Meow, meow, want to.
Why don't you paint a picture, then?
Meow, meow, want to.
Why don't you sing a song?
Meow, meow, want to.
Well, what do you want to do, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, no. Meow, just meow, no. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, why don't you plant a garden?
Meow, garden?
Mm-hmm. A good vegetable garden.
Hey, that's a nifty idea, but who in the world are you?
Well, I'm Mr. McGregor.
You mean the man who chased Peter Rabbit?
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. First of all, it was my garden, and Peter was eating my vegetables. And I just like to see things have a chance to grow.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
Meow, meow, don't sound like Meow, Meow McGregor.
Well, who do I sound like, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, old friend, meow, meow.
Yes, you do sound like an old friend of ours, but you don't look like who you sound like.
Well, who do I sound like?
Meow, meow, sound like Meow, Meow Hollingsworth.
That's right, you do. You do sound like Joey Hollingsworth. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Well, he was a grand friend of ours, and then he went away on a long trip to sell rockets for Corny, and he hasn't come back yet.
Meow, meow, miss him, meow, lot.
You miss him, Henrietta?
Meow.
Boy, do we ever. You should see him. He dances and plays, and boy, he's really fun.
I was just wondering, do you think he would dress up like somebody else?
Meow, somebody, meow, meow, Peter Rabbit book, meow?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hey, listen, are you Mr. McGregor, or are you somebody else?
Well, I'm somebody else.
Meow, meow, Joey Hollingsworth?
That's right, friends, I'm back.
Hey, it is Joey.
Meow, 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 meow.
Why, that's just wonderful, Joey. Oh, am I ever glad to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you. How have you been?
Meow, wonderful.
And you were dressed up like Mr. McGregor.
Did I fool you?
Oh, boy, did you ever. But you know, you sounded like yourself. It's just that you didn't look exactly like yourself. Boy, am I glad you're back.
Oh, it was a long trip.
Meow, meow, have a good trip, meow.
Oh, I had a wonderful trip.
Well, where in the world did you go?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you.
Yeah?
I jumped on a plane. I left make-believe, and I jumped on a plane, and I flew down to South America.
South America?
Yeah, and I saw so many wonderful things. I saw bullfights down there, and they dance a Spanish dance there.
Hey.
I'll show you how it's done.
Sure.
Wonderful. Meow, 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 meow.
After South America, I flew down to Hawaii. Do you know how to do the hula?
Meow.
That's beautiful. Did you think she could do that?
I wasn't sure. Henrietta, where did you learn to do that?
Meow, 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 television, meow, meow, movies, meow.
Boy, you can do a lot of things.
Oh, from
Where
Hawaii.
Where else did you go?
From Hawaii, I jumped on a plane and I flew to Japan.
Japan?
And I saw some karate in Japan.
That's far away.
Oh, wait till I show you how they do that.
Yeah, do.
There, you got it.
I like that. Did you sell a lot of rockets there, too?
Oh, yeah, so many rockets. And they say things like, Dome arigato gozaimashita.
What does that mean?
Oh, that means thank you very much. But actually, it means I thank you in the past for what you did for me. I thank you now for what you're doing. And I thank you for anything that you may do for me.
Oh, they get it all into one, don't they?
The whole thing.
Great. Henrietta, imagine his being clear that far away.
Meow, meow, wonderful, meow.
From there, I went to India.
Oh.
And I saw so many wonderful things in India. I saw snakes coming out of baskets. And then I saw men laying on steel and things like that. Oh, wonderful things.
Oh, boy,
it was great in India.
That sounds...
And from India, I went to Africa.
Africa?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do there?
Well, I decided that I'd show them how Henrietta and you dance down here in make-believe.
Oh, you mean some of this kind of dancing?
I did a little bit of the monkey. Oh. Then I did a little bit of the twist. And the whole... Can you do that? I see you dance. You know what they told me?
What'd they say?
They said, Joey, that's old hat. We've been doing that for years.
Oh, they already knew those
dances. Oh, sure they knew that.
Oh, boy.
Then from there, I flew through to England,
yeah,
to Great Britain,
uh-huh,
I didn't see the Queen there, but I went there. And from England, I went to Canada.
Yeah?
And I saw the Royal Mounted Police.
Yeah?
Then I flew home to see my friends.
In make-believe. Oh,
that's right.
Boy. Well, listen, has Corny seen you yet?
No, you're the first two that I've seen since I've gotten to make-believe.
Boy, you're his dancing salesman. He'll be mighty glad that you're back.
He sure should be. I sold so many rockets you wouldn't believe. It seems that everybody wants to rock to the moon.
Rock to the moon?
That's right.
Meow, 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 moon.
Rock to the moon.
Meow, 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 moon, meow.
Rock to the moon. Rock to the moon. Rock. Tune. Rock. Moon. Rock.
Rock.
Oh, oh, rock. Rock to the moon.
Hey, that's really good. Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I just like to make things.
Meow, meow, too, meow. Meow, Joey.
Yes?
Meow, meow, have dinner, meow, me.
Oh, I'd love to. Meow, when meow, can we meow. Have dinner together?
Meow, meow, right here, meow. Meow, meow, cook it. Meow, not bored now, meow. Meow, meow, cook meow dinner, meow, meow.
Oh, great.
Meow, meow, come too, X.
Okay, I'll be over too. Boy, you've really cheered us all up, Joey.
Oh, that's
See you
good.
Later at dinner time.
All right,
okay,
take
bye.
Care. Bye-bye now.
Somebody knocking on my factory here? Can I help you, please? Anybody? Joey Hollingsworth!
How are you?
Well, welcome home. Am I ever glad to see you. Wait till I get my post out here. Oh, boy, am I glad
to
see you.
Oh, it's so good to be back. No kidding.
Well, welcome home. It's been a long, long time.
It's been too long. Do you want to see the list of rockets I got for
you? Oh, well, I'd like to see the list, Joey, but one thing first.
What's
I'd
that?
Like you to give me a little dance. I've missed your dancing around here.
Okay, hold on to the list, can you?
You sure? I surely can.
That's good. Wait till I show you.
Yeah, what happened?
Now, first of all, in Japan, I sold 10 rockets.
Yes.
They're the rocket specials.
Yeah.
I sold them in pink.
Oh, did you? You mean the S-24s?
The S-24s. Then I went to the 1051s.
Yes.
And the 1011s. And they're all in fuchsia. That was in Africa they wanted. They wanted 25 of each.
Oh, boy.
Then I went right down to, do you remember the American Beauties?
Yes.
Well, I sold 72 of those.
72?
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Oh.
They're in red, white, blue, and stars.
Boy, do we ever have a lot of work to do,
Joe. Oh, so much, so much. Then from there, I sold the 1007-2.
Yes.
With the rhinestones.
Oh, the ones? Oh, they're fancy ones.
Well, I got those in platinum they wanted them in India.
Oh,
in
Mike. Well, come on along back. We've got to get to work on these orders you've brought. Boy, are you going to keep us busy here. Oh, am I glad to see you. Come along, Joey, right around the back here. Work, work, work now. Come along.
Oh, isn't it good to have an old friend come back? Oh, Joey Hollingsworth, the way he dances. And boom. and even clapping. He even claps well. Can you clap? Oh, it takes a lot of practice to be able to dance like that, doesn't it? Just the way it takes a lot of practice to be able to do those marionettes. And there he was, all dressed up like Mr. McGregor. I have another carrot, and it is not for a rabbit. Nope. It's for Mr. Rogers. Do you ever eat carrots raw? Or in a salad? Or cooked? I hear that carrots are very good for your eyes. When I was a boy, I used to like to get a great big carrot and then peel it off like this. Then just hold it and gnaw on it and pretend that I was a rabbit. And first wash it off. There. Take care of those things tomorrow. Rosie doesn't like them either. Because Rosie's a puppet. And that's make-believe, isn't it? Those other rabbits were real. They'll probably eat their carrot when they get to their new home. You know when they'll be in their new home, don't you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Till then, hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See if I can tie my shoes with a carrot in my hand. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. You're my friend, and I like you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
The National Educational Television Network.